Doubt destroys. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Doubt destroys. How easy that happens. And how little we recognize that it's taking place when it's taking place. Think about it. You are going along happily, and life is a joy, and you're saying all is in divine order, and you're just glowing and knowing everything is beautiful. And you feel very good, and your heart is dancing, and your soul is dancing, and you are dancing, and you're looking at the flowers, you're looking at the birds and the bees and the chestnut trees, and you're looking at all the dogs playing in the park, and you're looking at your friends, all harmonious and happy with one another, all joyful with one another. And then along comes an experience that says to you, whoops, it looks like I've got something caught in my throat. Whoops, what can it be? I got something caught in my throat. Whoops. And my God, am I coming down with something? Am I getting some problem? Is life getting tough? What's happening here? What's happening here? What's happening here? And that is the doubt. The doubt that comes along and says, there's something going on here that you should be aware of. Something going on here. It's going to tear you to pieces. Something going on here. It's going to destroy you. That's right. It's going to destroy you the minute you give your attention to it. It's going to destroy you the minute you empower it to destroy you. And we empower things to destroy us by giving them the approval of our thought, the approval of our attention, the approval of what we are doing. And what's another one of the great doubts, the great destroyers? Name it and claim it. I am wealthy. Ah, yes, I name that and claim it. I like that. I'm sick. That may be an appearance, that may be an experience, but why name it and claim it? Instead, do you want to be sick? Then name it. Do you want to be healthy? Then say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function in my body is whole and perfect. And say it, say it, say it, say it, and keep all doubt out. Keep all attitudes away so that they have no part in your life. They have no part in your world. They have no part in your experience. But they'll have a part if you'll just give them a little bit of a thing. Like they say, if some people you give them an inch and they'll take a mile. You tell them they're wonderful and they'll say, oh, you are wonderful, fantastic. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. And you tell them, I'm sorry, that was a poor performance. Oh, I never can do it right. I'm always doing wrong. My performances are always bad. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you see, then they build on the negative. Now, we want to always build on the positive. We want to always build on the idea that we are beautiful beings, we are glorious beings, we are wonderful beings. And as we build on this positive attitude, we destroy the doubt that's in us. We do not empower the doubt. Doubt destroys, and we do not want to allow any doubt in our heart, in our thinking, in our mind, in our words, in our attitude. So, what's the opposite of doubt? Belief. Now, it's not so much a matter of belief. As we've often said, 2 times 2 is going to be 4, whether you believe it or not. It's a matter of using it. It's a matter of application. How do I apply the law of cause and effect? How do I apply the law of mathematics? How do I apply the principle of right action? I am whole and perfect. Oh, you can fool yourself. No, it has nothing to do with that. You're not trying to fool yourself by saying you're whole and perfect. You're merely reiterating the principle, and the principle is that you're whole and perfect. that you cannot recognize it, that you cannot see it, that you are not empowering it, doesn't mean it's not there. It merely means you're putting your attention somewhere else. And if you put your attention on the doubt, then the doubt will keep you from looking at the truth about yourself, will keep you from experiencing exactly who and what you are, and you never will experience who and what you are. Now, it's the silliest thing in the world, isn't it? The silliest thing in the world, and it's exactly what too many of us do. Too many of us go along with the appearances. We go along with the idea that this is what it's all about. We go along with the idea that life is just a great big rotten apple. And then for us it's a rotten apple. But instead of that, instead of concentrating on the rotten apple, let's concentrate on the idea that life offers us thousands and millions of possibilities for us to apply all the talent that we have, all the genius that we have. Life offers us many, many, many wonderful opportunities to be all that we can be. Now, are we ready to be all that we can be? Are we ready to live the principle that we say we believe so strongly? Are we ready? If we're ready, then it's all set for us. And if we're ready, we can have it in every wonderful way in our life. Now, do you want to have it? Do you want it to be something ready in your life? Do you want it? If you do, then let the doubt out. Let that destructive element of our being no longer have any power in our life. And let's take the powerful, uplifting, fantastic words of truth about us, and let's speak those and demonstrate those and put those to work in our world. And when we do that, what marvelous and wonderful things happen. What super and outstanding events take place in our life. It's our choice. It's wonderfully our choice. But we have to do it. Doubt destroys. The truth is stronger than anything else in the world. People may shout falsehoods at you all day long, but if you know the truth, you're not touched by the falsehoods. Oh, you may be killed by the falsehoods. They may destroy you thinking that those falsehoods are true, but you're not touched. You're not touched because you know the truth. And when you know the truth, when you know that you're whole and perfect, when you know that you're brilliant, when you know you're wonderful, when you know the world is good and very good, when you know these things, nobody can push you down, not even yourself. And when you do try to push yourself down, look at it and say, that's not the reality of me. The reality of me is I am whole and perfect. The reality of me is I am good and very good. The reality of me is all is in divine order. Say that for yourself now. Say that in your heart, in your life, in your world, and watch the doubt disappear. And it can no longer destroy your reality. It's wonderful sharing ideas on these positive concepts. Make them yours as I make them mine. And as you make them yours, know that you're doing so with me standing there saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. Go for it.